Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And today I have Tom Campbell with me. Always excited to have Tom. We are going to talk about, I don't know, we're going to go to a whole different route this time, although people will probably look at it the same way. But we're going to talk about how everything is happening for you. So a lot of us think that everything is happening to us and we're taking it personal and then our fears get brought up. But if you can actually make the statement, everything is happening for you, it kind of releases that anxiety and that tension, and you can kind of go into that stillness point. But let's talk about this. And I think we'll probably have a full show. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Oh, well, thank you, Lori. It's great to be here. After a half an hour of technical difficulties, we finally managed to start. All right. Well, it's just that simple change in perspective. You see, when things happen to you, then you're out of control. Mm. You can't control the things in your life. You're out of control, then you tend to be a victim of circumstances. And, you know, that whole logic trail just runs downhill into the cesspool. It's just not healthy to have that idea. That comes from a very self-centered viewpoint. You know, I'm at the center. Things happen to me because I'm at the center. So anything that happens, happens to me. And if you don't see yourself self-centered and you see you're just part of something bigger, then things happen and they're opportunities for you. Everything is an opportunity to make a better choice, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to find happiness and satisfaction and good relationships. You know, they're all opportunities. And of course, when you look at it, everything's happened to me, you eventually tend to become a pessimist because things don't always turn out to be just the way you want them. Oh no, life is not the way I want it. How awful. You see, that's a problem. When life isn't the way we want it, we get upset, angry, want to know who should we blame for life not being the way we want it. But when you see it the other way of, you know, life is here for us, it's an opportunity, then there's nobody to blame but us if we don't take the opportunity, you know, if we don't grow up, if we don't take those opportunities to learn and do something with them. So just that little switch in perspective, yeah, changing 2 to 4 just changes the total perspective of where you're coming from. One's self-centered and the other isn't. The other is you see yourself in a world that is not hostile, but just a world that just is. It is the way it is. And people are the way they are. Yeah, sometimes that's annoying, but that's part of life. They just are the way they are. And, you know, it's not the fact that they're annoying, well, it's not a fault. It's just the way they are. They're struggling just like you are, trying to do the best they can in what they think is going to work for them. Most people are very self-centered. That's just the level we are at here in humanity at this time. So when you see that those people are just like you, trying to get things to be the way they want them, you can have some compassion for them because they're not doing very well either. You know, it's just like you. They're struggling. They're having trouble. You know, life isn't working well. They are trying different things and none of it really works. They're in the same boat. But when you see all of that, these other people and everything else provides you with choices. You get to choose. You have free will. oh, wow, this is a game where make, you know, it's called make a good choice game. And if you make good choices, things start to work out and life starts to be good. And everything just starts to work for you. And just everything you really, really need kind of falls right at your feet just as you need it. And life is good. As you make bad choices, then it goes the other way. Everything's a struggle. Everything's difficult. So that's the game we're in. It's make a good choice. So now the question is, well, what's a good choice? How do we know what a good choice is as opposed to a bad choice? Well, the good choice is not made by, does it give me what I want? That's back to self-centered. That's not the good choice. The good choice is not, how can I get what I want? How can I manipulate those people to stop being so annoying? How can I manipulate my boss to give me a raise? How can I, you know, all the things I can do. How can I get my significant other to pick up after themselves? Whatever. You see, that's all about you. You're still at the center. So those are not good choices. It's, okay, my life will be whatever it is, however it falls out, whatever comes. And I get to sit here and deal with it and make choices. Oh, neat game. Let's make some good choices. Good choices are choices that are not about you, but are about other, about all of us. Okay, so-and-so is really annoying today. Gee, I wonder why. Is there anything I could do to help? You know, is there, maybe they just need a hug. Maybe they just need a smile. Instead of rising to the bait that they're offering me to get into an argument, maybe I just ought to change the subject and say something that I know will make them smile and see what happens. See, better choice, much better choice than taking the bait, getting into the argument, and both of you stomping off at the end, both angry and unhappy. See, that's a lose-lose. Everybody loses. But if you can change it into something positive, then everybody wins. So that's the point. A good choice is where everybody wins. A bad choice is where just you win, and it doesn't matter about anybody else. Whether they win or lose is not your problem. That's their problem. But just, you know, I win, good choice. Whatever happens to anybody else, not my issue. See, that's the self-centered choice that leads us to being unhappy and leads us to dysfunctional lives and dysfunctional relationships. So the good choices define, how can I help? You know, how can I be part of the solution here? And being angry is not anybody's solution, not yours or anybody else's. So how can I be positive? What can I say? What can I do? And maybe, you know, if you're in a bad situation, the most positive thing you can do is just turn around and leave. You know, that may be your most positive choice sometimes. Well, then do that. It's time to just leave. That's your most positive choice you can make. But usually there are other positive choices beside that. Things you can say that are positive. Things that will make other people smile. Things that will be okay. You know, good, a better subject to talk about than the one that's divisive and the one that's, you know, got the argument going. Don't talk about blame. Blame is not a good thing to talk about. You know, who's to blame is a very poor choice of way to have a conversation or how to interact with somebody. Talk about what's good, what's right. Talk about the positive. Find something positive to say. So find something positive about them. Find something positive about yourself. You know, just find something positive. And if you can't find anything positive, just listen. Yeah. Don't say anything at all. Just be quiet and listen. Looking for something positive that you can say. And if the only thing you can say are negative things like, well, that won't work. Well, that's stupid. Why would you think that? You know, just don't say anything. Just listen until you can find something positive to say. Everybody will like that because everybody wants to talk. So if you just listen, you know, you'll be popular. That'll work fine in almost any situation. Listening is acceptable until you can find something positive to say. As long as you're positive, you're part of the solution. As soon as you're negative, you're part of the problem.
You see? And try not to make the judgments while you're listening.
Yes, not to judge anybody. They just are whoever they are on their own path, making their own choices and suffering the consequences and rewards of their choices. And if their choices are to make, to point fingers and blame, if their choices are to be negative, well, that's their choices. Right. Don't let that suck you in to being a contributor, to their choices. And then pretty soon they'll be your choices too. Just let that person say what they have to say. And don't complain about them being negative. Just listen and try to be positive. And you'll find that if you do that, your whole life will start to straighten out. And, life will just be better. So it's just a simple thing to do. I think you said it perfectly, Change your perspective from everything happens to me. Oh, no. Oh, woe is me. Oh, blame for the stuff that happens to me. Instead of going that route, say everything happens for my education, for my learning.
For my growth.
I need to learn how to deal with aggravating people
Right. Positively.
I need to learn how to deal with, ignorant people positively and gracefully. I need to deal with the world the way it is, positively and gracefully. Well, now let's figure, how can I do that? Well, what you'll find is to do that, you have to change yourself. You really have to change who you are and how you react and how you see things. But that'll come if you really want to be positive. The changing yourself will happen kind of naturally if you really try to do that and just be positive. So yeah, I think that's a perfect way to put the dichotomy there. It's not, and things aren't happening to you, wrong perspective. They're happening for you, for your learning, for your growth. You need to learn how to deal with all sorts of things in a positive way. And if things aren't the way you want them to be, well, the problem there isn't that the world is screwed up. The problem there is that you're having these expectations about the way they have to be. You need them to be. The right way, is the way you want them to be. That's best for everybody, no doubt. That's the right way. And you want things to be the right way because you're a right way kind of person. Well, you just have to let them be however they are and then deal with that positively. And when you let them be the way they are, that's without judgment. You don't say, well, I'll let that be. I'll let that person, see, they're so stupid. I'll just let them be stupid. See, that's very judging.
Yeah.
Don't judge them. Just let them be, without judgment. And that will turn your life around. And it'll turn it around pretty quickly if you can do that. Because that's really the whole crux of the problem is this self-centered viewpoint. Now, we come by that honestly. I mean, we're born self-centered. That's a personality because you're small. You're very, you can't do much for yourself. You depend on everybody and you see the world that way. And as you mature, you grow up and let go of self-centeredness and you start having bigger pictures than just what about me? You have pictures about, well, it's just not me with a lot of people whose job is to wait on me. And do things for me and take me places and whatever, it's about other people and their lives and what they're doing. And we all live together, and let's see if we can't do that with positiveness and cooperation rather than unpleasantness and anger because it's not working out the way you want. Let go of those preconceived notions of what you want. Let go of the idea that you know best. For everyone, you just have to let go of some of those beliefs that you have. You don't know what's best for everyone. You don't know where these other people are, where they've been, what they see. You don't see their reality. You only see your own. And their reality is not the same as yours. So to judge them is really just not useful. You're judging them according to your own standards and your own experience and your own background and your own history. And that really doesn't apply to them. They have to deal with themselves, you know, with the way they are. And you need to just let them be however that is and figure, well, they're learning. They get an opportunity to make a good choice just like I do. And if the choice they make is to be judgmental and to point the finger, you know, blame and to complain and fuss and fume and be unhappy, if that's what they choose to do, that's their choice. I don't have to be a part of it. I can let them do that, even if they're, you know, a child or a significant other. I don't have to be a part of it. I can let it go. I can smile. But if I say, oh, that aggravates me, they're always so negative. Well, now you're just being like them. You're being negative. You're complaining. You're judging. And, whoop, they sucked you right in, you see. So you have to let other people be negative and complaining and judging and doing things that maybe give you extra work or whatever. And, well, you just have to learn to deal with it positively. You can always say no. That's still a good word, you know. If they give you a bunch of extra work, you can say, no, thank you, with a smile. You see? And if they say, yeah, but that's your job, you need to do it, you can say, well, no, I don't see it that way. You see, you don't have to fight. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to be upset. You can just be positive. So it doesn't mean that you become somebody's floor mat and everybody walks all over you and tells you what to do and you're constantly trying to make everybody happy. It's not that at all. You need to be sincere. You need to be true to yourself. You need to be, a complete, sincere, whole person. What's that? Authentic. You need to be authentically you. And you really don't want to do that chore you just got or somebody just told you you needed to do. If you look at it and you say, I don't think so, well, then just don't do it. That's your choice, right? You got a free will. You can make choices, but don't do it with your teeth clenched. Mm-hmm. Don't do that with anger. How dare you, give me jobs like that? That's not in my job description. You know, that's your job. Just don't go there. Don't complain. Don't fuss. Just don't do it. Your choice. And if there are consequences to that, well, then accept the consequences or not. If you don't like the consequences enough, then do it. Anyway, if the consequences aren't so bad, then just be a rep. Say, no, you know, take the consequences. That's your choice. See, again, you're a choice maker. You can decide what the consequences are for you, whatever it is that, you know, you have to do. And if you accept the consequences, then life is good. It's not, oh, I accept them, but if they're not what I want, then I'll be angry. You see, now you're right back into that same old stew again. That doesn't work. So it has to be positive kind of across the board in all the things you do. And no, it won't make you a doormat. And no, people won't push you around. And no, you're not sucking up to everybody to try to please everyone, because that won't work either.
Right.
You know, you have to be you. And you have to find people to be friends with that are okay with you being you. And if you have friends that aren't okay with that, then find some new friends. Let those old friends go. You know, that's, you know, eventually you will attract people to you that are much like you. Likes tend to attract. And that means if you're positive, positive people will start hanging out with you. If you're negative, oh, you'll just suck in all kinds of negativity, because people who are negative just love a good fight, love a good argument, you know, love to complain, love to fuss. Gives them an opportunity to, to do some fussing and complaining as well. So they'll jump right into that. So if you're negative, you attract people like honey tracks, you know, flies. If you're positive, it's not quite as strong an attraction, but it still works that way. Positive people will want to hang out with you. So eventually, maybe your whole circle of friends, you know, will change. Things happen. So it is a big change. You will change. your life will change. Your probably, you know, your job might change. Lots of things might change as you find yourself, become authentic, be the real you and stay positive. But all that change is going to be good. It's going to be really, really good change. And as you progress down this road for a couple of years, you will find that you're a happy person. Life is good now. You're surrounded by nice people. And yeah, you still have to deal with some unpleasant people because they're a family member or they're at work or they're your boss or something, but it's okay. You learn how to do that. You can do fine. Understand, try to see the world from their viewpoint. You know, look at it from their viewpoint. Right. And try to work with that rather than see it as they're wrong, you're right, and they need to change. That isn't helpful. Even if it's true, right, it's not helpful. You see, it doesn't matter really whether it's true or not. It's just, is it helpful or not? So you try to see it from their viewpoint. And if the boss is, you know, a curmudgeon that just doesn't appreciate the good work you do, well, you'll have to think a bit, say, well, what can I do that will make them appreciate it more? Well, maybe I need to be a little more cheerful at the office, or maybe I don't need to be so snide when I, you know, talk with them, or maybe it's some of the things that I can change will help that process. Maybe I need to be a little friendlier rather than, you know, I talk to the boss when I have to, and when I do, I say as few words as possible, and they're all curt and sharp. You know, maybe there's a reason for these things, and you could at least change them as much as you can, and then you accept what you can't change as it is. You can't change everything. You don't want to change everything. No. Really, the only person you really should want to change is you. Everybody else you deal with, you change, you know, but in a good way. You know, just be positive. And don't beat yourself up. Don't look at yourself and say, oh, man, what a mess. I'm a mess. I got all these fears. You know, how am I going to get out of it? Oh, I tried. It doesn't work. You know, don't beat yourself up, because you can't get anywhere if you are being negative about yourself. Right? We're talking about being positive inside. Well, if you don't like yourself, it's really, really tough being positive inside. It's really hard. So one of the very first steps is you need to offload anything, any negativity you have about yourself. Right. Let that go. And it doesn't mean that you'll change instantly. It just means that you accept yourself the way you are. That's the authentic thing. You just accept, okay, this is me. I've got these problems. I've got these fears. You know, I have problems. If people say certain things, I get angry. I have these not so good responses to it. Okay, well, you do. Now, work on that. Next time those things are said, try to have a not so strong a response anymore. Or the next time. You know, accept that it's that way. Rather than, oh no, I'm defective. I won't go to that party, or I won't go to that meeting, or I won't say anything at work, because if I did, it'd just make everything worse. If you feel negative about yourself, then you're stuck. You know, you can't let go of it if you don't own it, if you don't first understand that you have it and that that's okay that you have it, because you are just where you happen to be from all the choices you've made through all your lives up to this point. That's who you are. So you give yourself the same, you know, kind of the same attitude as you give other people. That's just how they are. But you got to think about yourself that way too. That's just how you are. Now you get a chance to improve it. To change it. You can't improve and change other people, but you can change you if you want to. It might take time. It might take decades. But if you want to do it, you can do it. Just keep working at it. So that's you hit the nail right on the head with, it's not to me, it's for me, for my benefit. I get to make free will choices. That's my power. That's the power I have to grow. And otherwise, you're stuck in a kind of a woe is me, Right. Aggravated, upset, annoyed, life sucks, everybody's mean to me, you know, people are awful, my relationships are terrible, you know, where are all the good people, which is really like saying, you know, where are all the people who are just like me? And there aren't anybody that's just like you. You know, we're all different, and you have to embrace those differences rather than complain about them. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Let's talk about the doormat thing, because that comes up a lot when we talk about the fact that, you know, accepting someone for who they are, and they go, oh yeah, so that just makes me a doormat. It makes me a doormat at work. It makes me a doormat with my wife, with my dog. I mean, they're missing the point.
They are missing the point.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. We talk about that. When I say that you have to accept people as they are, okay, that doesn't mean that you have to like them as they are. It doesn't mean that you have to think that the way they are is the best way to be. And it doesn't mean that you have to do whatever it takes to make them smile or to make them, you know, be happy. Yeah. Now, if you can do things to make them happy and it also makes you happy, well, do them. You see, but the idea is that you're going to be a doormat is the idea that it's just about pleasing other people. It's not about pleasing other people. It's about, one, being authentic. Two, seeing that, well, however those other people are, they're offering you a choice to grow up. They're offering you a choice to make your own choices relative to them more positive. That's what they bring to you. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to, you know, spend a lot of time with them. But you do have to be as positive as you can. Now, as you can, it doesn't mean that you get down on your belly and grovel. You being as positive as you can means that you aren't negative. You don't say negative things, because sometimes that's what you can do. There's really maybe nothing you can say that's going to help any. So then you either don't say anything, or you just say little meaningless things, you know, that are just chit-chat, just to be there, or maybe just hold their hand and don't say anything. Mm. You know, that kind of thing. Sometimes, like I say, the most positive thing you can do is leave. Mm. You know, so it just depends on the situation. But it's not grovel, and it's not please everybody, because one, grovel is something that would create negativity about yourself. You start feeling bad about yourself. Who am I? Well, I'm nobody. I just grovel to everybody. You see, that's not going to help you grow up. And, you know, I'm talking about growing up your personal power. I'm talking being positive to where you have more personal power, not less personal power. People who are positive can change things and move things and get things done that people who are negative cannot. You gain personal power. People will listen to you. People will come to talk to you, your advice, if you're a positive person. If you're negative and complaining, nobody wants to talk to you about anything, much less ask your advice, because all they're going to get is more negativity. So I'm talking about increasing personal power, not decreasing it. I'm talking about being more substantial as far as yourself goes, not shrinking, not a shrinking violet, you know, hiding in the corner. It's, yeah, they missed the point altogether, the idea that you'll be the floor mat and everybody will walk and all you're supposed to do is make everybody else happy. Right. No, that's not the point. The point is to let them be how they are and to act as positive as you can with them. Okay? As positive as you can, but you don't do things that are hard on your own self-respect. That's not going to work. That's not being authentic. That's pretending. That's acting. That's playing a role. If you're the suck-up or the brown-noser or the one that's always crawling on their belly to try to please, that's not honest. That's an image. You're playing a role. That's not who you are. Nobody's really like that, or almost nobody's really like that. There may be a few people like that, but there's not very many of us that fit that kind of a personality. So that's not authentic at all. You have to be authentic. And you have to be positive. You have to be both. It's not pretend that you're positive. Pretend that you're positive to everyone. You know, that's not what we're saying. That's what you mean if you think that it's, you know, you're the floor mat to make people happy, then you're pretending to be positive. But inside, you're really grumbling and you're annoyed and it's making you angry that I have to make everyone happy. Nobody cares about making me happy, but I have to make everyone happy. Well, that's just you, groveling and wallowing around in your own self-pity. That's not on your way to success at all. You have to be authentic. Who you are. You have limits. You have rules. You have, you know, who you are. And you don't let people violate those limits and those rules. You say no. You walk away. But you don't get angry and upset and throw things and, you know, have a hissy fit. You don't do any of that stuff. You handle it in a positive way. You don't handle it in a negative way. So yes, you definitely have to have your own limits, your own rules, your own self-respect. And that's you. That's authentic. But keep that and be positive both at the same time. That's what we're saying. It sounds like the people who feel like they're going to be doormats, they think that, you know, they should be positive, but give up any self-respect or give up any you know, their rules and limits and things that they put for themselves. No, you have to be you, authentically you. And then that doesn't mean that whoever you think you are authentically, you should just stick to that and to hell with anybody else. It doesn't mean that either. Right. You have to be authentic, but you also have to be willing to change. If that authentic you is creating a lot of problems for you, then you can either go someplace else and make friends with other people, or you can change you. You can change how you are. Maybe that authentic person who has these limits and these requirements and these things is a little too much. Why do you have all those? Is there something there? Is there a fear that's creating those limits that you set on things? You know, and if there is, then you should be working on getting rid of that fear. So it's not, this is the way I am, and by God, everybody has to deal with me like this because my free will is you know, in charge, and I will not do anything that I don't want to because I'm important. I have my, you know, own integrity, and this is the way it is. That's being inflexible. You have to look and say, well, if that works for you, fine. You know, if you're like that and life just is good and everything works out really great, then there's no problem. But if you're like that, and because you're like that, it creates issues, then you need to think, is that something that's good to be? Are those limits reasonable? Or should I rethink that? Another crowd to hang out with, or another spouse, or another whatever, you know?
Another job, yes.
Another job. Yeah. Well, sometimes you do just need to find another job. Sometimes you need to realize, oh, I'm very sensitive about things. You know, I'm kind of oversensitive. Whenever I get criticism, I kind of lose it. Well, all right, that's me. I accept that. That's the way I am. But I ought to work on that because that's a fear. So I need to let go of that. So everybody has to make that their own circumstances. Nobody can tell you, here's the choices you make in these situations. You know, that's nonsense. Everybody has to deal with those choices that they get to, because sometimes it's not you. Sometimes you know, how you define yourself and what you'll accept and what you won't is rock solid. Stick to it. And if other people don't like it, move on. let them not like it. They're not people you want to hang out with anyway. And other times when you're being that way, you need to reconsider how you are and why you are that way and whether or not that's the good way to be. So you don't know. Yeah, maybe you should change. Maybe your attitude toward the boss should change, or maybe you should just leave it and get another job. Those are only choices that an individual can make in that situation. There's no philosophy that says, you know, here's how you react to bosses, you know, or here's how you react to significant others. It all has to be done. It's just juggling balls in the air, and you're juggling them. And you have to keep a lot of things going at once in your life, you know, relationships, lots of things going on there all at the same time. And you have to juggle all those aspects. And you constantly have to be skeptical of yourself. Are the things I demand reasonable? Right. And really be honest about that. Don't say, well, if I demand them, they must be reasonable. That's not good. But, you know, you can say, are they reasonable? Are they okay? And demanding and extra sensitive or whatever. And come to a conclusion. If the conclusion is, I'm fine the way I am, then stick to your guns. Be the way you are. If your conclusion is, I think I've got some rough edges here that I could, you know, smooth off would be good, then work on that. The thing is, you won't always get it right all the time. Sometimes you'll make a mistake. Sometimes you'll think it's a rough edge when it isn't. Sometimes you'll think, you know, that you're right and you're not. You know, so you'll make some errors, but errors are okay. You'll learn from them. It's not like, well, I don't know what to do because I don't know what the right answer is, so I can't do anything. Give it your best shot. Go live your life to the fullest. Let the chips fall where they may. Look at the chips and say, is that good? Do I want more of this? Or what needs to change? Maybe it's you that needs to change. Maybe it's the situation that needs to change. But now you make another choice. And now you let those chips fall where they may. And if you do that, trying to be positive, eventually you'll grow up and be happy and all your relationships will be great and things will work for you. But it's not going to happen in a week or a month. You know, these are things that happen over a lifetime. Growing up is a lifetime's work. And you start very self-centered. And then you slowly have to outgrow that self-centeredness. You know, some of us get over that early. Some of us never get over it. You know, I know people who are terribly self-centered. You know, they're very self-centered. They're not going to get over it very likely in this lifetime. But they've got another lifetime to give it a try, and then one after that, and one after that. They got as long as it takes. You know, there's no, you don't pass just for effort. You have to succeed to go on. So that's kind of the picture. No, you're not a doormat. What you do is you get more and more powerful, substantial. People tend to come to you for advice. People tend to listen when you talk. I'm not talking about a doormat that everybody ignores and nobody listens to no matter what they say because they're not important and they don't matter anyway. No, it's going the opposite direction. This is about gaining, as you become more positive and caring, you will become more powerful. I mean, look at the people in the world that you know of who have had huge effects on millions, hundreds of millions of people. You know, who comes to mind? Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Gandhi.
Mother Teresa.
Yeah, think about these people. And how did they do that? Because they were negative and complained all the time and fussed and blamed everybody? No. They were powerful people that moved whole cultures because they were positive, because they wanted to help, because they cared, you know? Anything they write down becomes published. It's a book, you know, because they wrote it down automatically, because what they say and think is important. Well, they did this not because they were the best arguer in the bunch and they won all their arguments, they did this because they care about people. You see, so as you grow up, you become more powerful. You don't become somebody's mat to walk on. You become somebody of importance and significance that other people look up to. It's just the opposite. And it couldn't be any more opposite than that. So, yes, it's not, this being positive thing isn't an act. It's got to be who you are. Acting positive when you don't feel that way may make you a little easier to deal with. You know, it may be civilizing a little bit if you just act nicer and don't act so rude or so negative. Yeah, all right, people will like you better, but if it's just an act, it isn't going to help. And in the long run, not being real, you're also resentful that you can't be who you are. And that resentment is going to collect and collect and collect until one day it explodes. And now you're a lot worse off than you were. So no, the doormat, the sucking up to make other people happy isn't a road to growing up at all. That's a road to failure. That's a road to being smiley on the outside, but angry on the inside. And that's the kind of thing that gives you cancer and back pain and all kinds of other problems, is this not being real, not being who you are, not feeling good about yourself. Yeah, so definitely, that's not the path we're talking about. But indeed, when you do grow up, you do smile and a whole lot more people happy. Yes, you do. But not because you're their doormat. Because you're somebody that makes them feel good. Somebody they like. Somebody to look up to. So that's the, yeah, that's the key. That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought up, because a lot of people do that. Oh, yeah, make everybody happy. Sure. Yeah, everybody will take advantage of me. That's what will happen. That's not what we're talking about at all. That's not what we mean. That's acting. That's not being. And it's certainly not being authentic. It's not the authentic you.
Yeah. And then the other problem is, I mean, all these people, again, if you can look at it as, you know, they're happening for you, they're actually working with you to help you grow, instead of looking at it as, oh, they're here just to trigger me and push me around. And so if you could look at it in a different perspective as well, that everybody around you, it's not just everything, it's everyone, everything for instead of to. It's a totally different, it gives a total different energy to it if you can just keep remembering that.
Yeah. And it's not just people, it's everything. You know, if you want to go out and take a walk, but it rains, you know, it's the same thing.
I go for a walk in the rain.
you can just walk in the rain. That's one thing. But you might just say, well, okay, I wanted the walk, but now it's raining. So how can I use this time as positively as possible? Oh, maybe I can finish that book I was reading now, because Google something and learn something about such and such that I was interested in. So you turn the stuff that you don't want into something that's positive. Okay, it's raining, but I'm going to turn that into something positive. All right, this person over there is being negative and complaining about me, but I'll turn that into something positive. I'll learn from it. I'll learn to deal with it. I'll change. Or I'll move on, but I'll deal with it in a positive way. So yeah, that's the idea. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to. Everything in your life causes you to make choices. And those choices need to be positive. Feel good about those choices. Look for the silver lining in that dark cloud. Right. You know, always be positive about things and not pretend to be positive. Just be positive.
Yeah. It's an interesting way of looking at life, though. It's a The other thing you talked about was consequences. And so I mean, a lot of people don't think they have a choice because, well, if I go up against my boss, then, you know, they're going to fire me. Or, I mean, it's always a choice. So the choice is, and looking at the consequence is it worth losing your job, or is it worth losing your job? Is it worth you just saying enough and doing something else? Or, you know, because we, a lot of times people think they don't have a choice, but we always have a choice. So
you always have an annoying boss. Well, okay. And you say, well, this isn't working. Then you have lots of choices. One, you can try to change something that, that you're doing in the way you're interacting to see if that helps. Two, you could go have a talk to the boss. Thirdly, you could start looking for another job. Start having your feelers out there, talking to people, you know, sending out some resumes, doing things. And then when you get that other offer, maybe that's the time to say, well, boss, you know, I think we've had enough of the job. So it's not waiting for the boss to fire you. It's do something about it, you know. And if there's, let's say there's nothing you can do about it, it's nothing that you can change about yourself, there's can't change anything about your boss, and you can't find another job, well then, accept that that's the way it's going to be and stop feeling sorry for yourself about it. Just do it, as sometimes life is like that, you know. Sometimes what you have to do is get down on your hands and knees and scrub the floor, because that's the only way it'll get to stand around and complain about it and complain about it. Oh, I don't want to do that. My back will hurt. That's an awful thing that anybody should have to do. And why can't you do it? You know, sometimes you do things that aren't optimal, but you do them anyway. And you don't complain about them. You don't fuss. You just do them, constantly looking for ways to make it as positive as you can. You know, it's just, you know, turn it into a game, you know. Tell him a joke, you know, put a happy face on his blackboard. When he comes in the morning, you know, what can you do? Just, you know, don't be negative about it. Oh, woe is me. I have to be in this situation. Can't get another job. Got a nasty boss. Don't like my coworkers. And I'm stuck here, instead of, oh, woe is me. I hate getting up in the morning. You know, life is so hard. Instead of going down that route of self-pity, just say, well, okay, that's where I am now. Things will change. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same forever. Everything changes. So for now, okay, suck it up, cupcake. You're going to have to deal with that stuff and suboptimal, but that's the way it is. You know, you're just going to have to deal with it as best you can.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Just don't be negative about it. Except that sometimes life has going to have you doing things that you'd rather not do, but you have to do them anyway. And do them anyway cheerfully. Because that's life. That's part of life. Doing things you don't want to do. I mean, all of us do things that we'd rather not do. You know, probably every day, because it's just a part of life. Who really can't wait, you know, to wash the dishes, you know? We always do things that we'd rather not do because they're not fun, but we do them anyway because they're a part of life. Well, working in a place that you don't really want to be in is like that. You do it because you have to pay the rent. You need the income. That's giving you income. And until you can change it, however that might be, change yourself, change the boss, change, get in to find another job, until you can change it, do it. Part of the time you're doing dishes, if you're grumbling about doing them, you'll just make yourself and everybody else miserable. Do them. You know, find a way to be positive doing the things you have to do that you don't really particularly like to. Again, it's an opportunity for you to make good choices. It's not that the situation is doing something to you. It's giving you an opportunity to excel, to make really great choices, to not let it get you. Do it with spirit. Do it well. You know, even if it's not something you want to do. The boss says, go do this. And you know that's a really bad idea. And you know it's not going to work. But he says, go do this. And he's the boss. So go do it.
Unless it's a health and safety thing, and then talk to somebody about the union or whatever that that can stop that from happening. But yes, I mean, I guess ultimately
do whatever he says. Yeah. Hand it to him. Yeah, then talk to some. Yeah, if it's an ethical thing, he says, "Oh, go, you know, go rob the bank. You know, we need some extra money." And you say, "Well, no, thank you." Or if it's some ethical issue or some health issue or safety issue, well, he's going to do it. He's going to try it, and it's going to blow up in his face. So let's see how this works. Just give him the best thing. He just like he wants it, every bit just the way he wants it, with all the extra spit and polish you can put on it, and say, "All right, there it is, boss. Go do it." And when it blows up in his face, don't laugh or smile. Say, "Yeah, well, maybe hope he learned something." Or you could maybe tell him, "Boss, I think this is going to blow up in your face, but hey, I tried to do best I could for you." He won't mind that. Well, maybe he will. You know, if he's a real jerk, he may not like that. But most bosses wouldn't mind people disagreeing with him as long as they carry out their orders.
Yeah.
So you need to handle it in a way that's positive, and you'll end up with the boss liking you. "Oh, I should have paid more attention to that person." But if you handle it negatively, then the boss will just not like you because you push back. So it's all in how it's all in the your perspective and how you handle things. Take things that otherwise would be negative and find ways to make them positive.
Yeah.
Those are the choices that we get. So use your free will to figure those things out. How could I say that to the boss that would give him the idea that I think that's going to blow up in his face without really challenging him? You know, how could I say that? Could I put it in maybe in humor, or could I say it some other way? You know, is there some way that I could do that and still be okay?
Yeah.
I don't know, but probably. There probably is. As long as the boss thinks you're going to do exactly what he says to the best of your ability. Probably. But anyway, again, every situation is different. That's the point. Everybody has to make these choices
right as
they go through life. And it's you are the sum of all your choices. And that's who you are right now. It's the sum of all the choices you've made. Well, if you've made a lot of good choices, then who you are right now is great, is wonderful, and you're happy. But if your life isn't wonderful and you're not happy, then you've been made. So let's change that.
Yeah. Well.
It's simple, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy.
So easy.
It's so easy. Yeah. Yeah, like most of these things, conceptually, it's almost trivial. Actually, doing it is a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because you have these beliefs and you have these fears, and those things tend to push you around and make you reactive to things. And it's a hard thing to do. Probably the hardest thing that there is to do is to change who you are. That's why our evolution is so slow. It takes so long. It really is a hard thing to do. But it's doable if you just really want to. That's the key. You have to really want to do it. You have to be motivated. And then it will work.
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah.
Be patient and it will work. Yeah, I think so too. I'm glad that you brought that up about the doormat, because I run into that too. The idea that when you tell people, you know, be positive, you know, make people smile, they kind of get the idea that it's an act.
Yeah.
And it's never, you know, an act won't help. It just makes you feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the way to go. You have to be it. You know, and think of those people we talked about, you know, King and Mandela and Teresa, you know, and Gandhi. Think about them. Were they angry in the things they said? They said some pretty, at the time, things that were pretty dramatic in their cultures. Some things that really went against the ways their cultures had been for, you know, for many, many decades. So they were real against their culture's beliefs and their culture's habits, which didn't put them in a strong position. But look what they did. Look how different the world is now just because those four people were in it. Yeah. You know, that's the power of being positive. That's the power. You know, Mandela spent, what, 20-some years in prison as a political prisoner before he gets out of jail and becomes the leader. And is he, you know, he wants to settle old scores and get those people to put him in prison? No, that wouldn't have gone anywhere positive. That just would have given him more of the same, more of the same ugliness that was already there. He went any of those things. He walked out positive. Yeah. He was going to make something that would work for everybody, including the people who put him in jail. Same with Martin Luther King. He wasn't talking about just black people getting a better deal. He was talking about everybody being able to live together and work together cooperatively. It wasn't just, you know, his cause, you know, for black people. It was his cause for people. So he wasn't in a rage about racism. He knew racism was just wrong. You see, these are big picture people. People that see beyond just their own petty interests. And that's powerful. So that's where we're encouraging people to go. Not to be doormats, but to be leaders, really. Because when you are positive among negative people, you turn into a leader.
All right. Well, you have been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been looking at how everything is happening for you. Thanks,
yes.
Tom.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.